whole historian visited the place and said, I'd like to take those to every home I'm in and every school I'm in. What an object lesson. I'd like to add every church to a part of it. May God deliver us from getting so locked up in fights that we miss the goal of ministry, which are so enriching and so rewarding. I'd like us all to bow our heads for just a brief moment. Will you do that, please? Perhaps there's never been a time in your life when you gave yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. You've heard words today you've never heard before. You've listened to things about ministry you never thought about before. And today you realize how distant you are. Oh, you may be religious. You may be in church virtually every Sunday, but you've never really submitted to Christ. You never acknowledged that his payment for sin was the payment for your sin, a payment in full. By receiving the Lord Jesus Christ, you can move from darkness to light, from a worthless, empty existence to a meaningful purpose. We can help you in that journey. Please come and meet with us in the prayer room today. Or connect with us. We'd love to assist you maybe by email or by a phone call. We are here to help. Father, we thank you for your marvelous word today. Thank you for the instruction and the exhortation, for the charge and the application of what we have heard. As we have gone through this morning with great music, and a great word from your book, may it stay with us. May it make a difference. May it mark our lives. May we remember that all who know Christ are in that sense in ministry. May we live like it. May we work like it. May we relate like it. May we talk like it. Help us, our Father, in this world that's lost its way, to stay focused and to stay in touch, tender, and where necessary to get tough. I ask all of this in the name of Jesus, our Savior and model, and everyone say, amen.
Honest and candid look at what Chuck Swindoll refers to as the tough side of ministry. I'm glad you're with us as we study the book of Titus together and soak up a little encouragement from the pages of this often overlooked New Testament letter. Several more minutes of teaching still coming up in a moment, so please do stay with us. You're listening to Insight for Living. The title of this brand new series, Tough Grace in Difficult Places. The entire 11-part set is available on CD when you go online to insight.org and click on our online store. Whether you're in a position of ministry leadership or not, every one of us needs to stay focused on the truth of God's Word. It's our source of strength and purpose and the guide that helps us live out our faith. Well, for that reason, we're excited about a brand new resource from Insight for Living. I've never seen anything quite like it. It's a set of 52 Bible knowledge cards, like flashcards. Each one contains a brief and important fact about the life and ministry of Jesus. Carry them in your purse or briefcase, or use them as scripture memorization tools every week of the year. This creative resource is yours when you give a donation to Insight for Living. Ask for the Bible knowledge cards when you call 1-800-772-8888. Or address an envelope to Insight for Living, Box 269,000, Plano, Texas, 75026. We're grateful for your financial support, and we certainly hope the Bible knowledge cards add a wonderful dimension to your spiritual growth here in the new year. Again, write Post Office Box 269,000, Plano, Texas, 75026. Or call us at 1-800-772-8888. So if you're involved in ministry, how do you develop the thick skin required to survive the criticism that naturally comes? Well, what you're about to hear is an excerpt taken from one of Chuck Swindoll's messages